What's up, guys? Thank you for joining me on another episode of Internal Fire. And as I was reflecting on this story, I overlooked one important piece that I had to highlight before we wrap this up. So after this week, the next week we'll have one more episode to reel it all back in. What we learned from this journey of when you have a vision and it gets tainted because of things that get in the way, because you're not mature enough, just so many factors that play into you, your vision not coming to fruition, or you feel that you're stuck. So you're like, what do I do at this point? So today we're going to talk about that, and I appreciate you guys for joining me today for another episode. If you have not listened to the entire series of Tainted Vision, go back, listen to them all, catch up, and then listen to this one. But get your notes, gather around, and let's get into this amazing message. I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org. So we've already talked about the journey that Joseph has gone through, and now he's at a point where finally somebody remembers him. So these two gentlemen that worked for the king have pretty much gotten themselves in a bind, and now they have these dreams, and Joseph is there in prison with them, and they need interpretation because pretty much one of them has done something against what, like, committed treason against the king, has done something wrong where their lives are at stake. So Joseph, being someone that's a dreamer, someone that is a visionary per se, has this gift, and now he's able to help them interpret the dream. One of them is told that, unfortunately, you're going to be the one that, you know, has to be, you know, his life taken away. And the other one, you're going to be elevated back to the position you were at prior. So now if you really think back to the first lesson, the first podcast that we talked about in this, how he was too immature to understand his vision. Now, over time, he has matured, and now he can truly see and interpret those dreams. He can actually walk in his gift effectively. He has a better interpretation of what he's seeing. So now I'm sure in these moments that dream that he has as a young boy, he remembers it. But it's not revealed exactly yet what it means. And we'll talk about that on the last podcast about this. But now you start seeing that, okay, he's clearly in that maturity level where now he can interpret dreams. He's getting a better understanding of what he's seeing. Because if you really read the story in the Bible and you read how the story or the dreams sound to you, you might wake up in the morning if you had a dream like that and be like, what kind of dream was this? This makes no sense. But now, because he's been through so many things, he's matured over time. Now he is on a whole level, another level. And now he is truly walking in his gifts. So that vision is starting to become a little clearer. So once the gentleman that actually was the one that they figured out did not offend or hurt the king, or, you know, he wasn't the one that was guilty of the crime, was returned back to his status, Joseph was like, man, he's going to forget. He's going to remember me. But actually, the guy forgot about him. But then one day, the king has a dream that, like, just rocks his world. And he's like, I need someone to interpret it for me. And no one else could do it. But then in that moment, that person remembered, oh, yeah, when we were in prison, locked up, because you didn't really know who did what to you, there was a young man and he was able to interpret our dreams for us. So he's like, okay, great. You know, call him back up. And in that moment, Joseph was able to interpret the dream. And in that dream, it basically was explaining that the land was going to be hit by famine. And from that interpretation, they determined like, okay, then we need to prepare for this. And from that maturity and that interpretation, Joseph got promoted, got taken out of prison. And now he was overseeing this process of preparing for this famine. Like, okay, let's store up food, let's store up grain, let's store up everything that we need, cattle, because this is going to happen in X amount of years and we need to prepare for it. So I want you guys to really think about that. He helped prepare for a famine that was destined to hit that community. And in this process, with everything that Joseph has gone through, he has been through multiple famines, from being thrown in the pit and almost killed by his brothers, by being sold into slavery, by then being in a household where he thought he was doing okay. And then the wife says, oh, well, accuses him of doing something he didn't do, which landed him in prison. And now he's in prison. He helps these gentlemen have their dreams interpreted. And then he's forgotten about. But then finally, his opportunity comes. And now he's able to interpret a dream. And now he is helping a whole land through their famine. Isn't it amazing that how the pits and the famines that you go through, how you can help other people through it? Like, at this point, Joseph was like the master of going through famines. And famines are equivalent to thinking about going through tough seasons, rough patches, going through those storms that come in our lives. And he's basically mastered going through a storm. And because he's mastered through going through storms, and he has become more mature to understand these visions and dreams that he has, now he's able to help an entire land go through a famine that is inevitable. That is powerful. So I want you to take that and think about all the things that you have experienced, all the famines, and how many lessons you have learned through that, that might help another person, that might help those children you're raising, that might help your family members and your friends, because there is a lesson in every famine. And because Joseph has pretty much taken all those situations of pain and hurt and sadness, and he's been able to mature through that, he can now be used to help an entire land. So I want you guys to take time to really assess those famines, assess those tough times that you have gone through in this process of getting to that dream and that vision that you've always wanted. And I want you to write down, what did I learn from this? There's been so many famines I've been through. I know I've talked about my divorce on here, but I've learned from there what I shouldn't and should not accept in a marriage or in a dating relationship. I learned and I understood what things and warning signs that I did not see, or the things that I could have worked on within myself before I even entered into a relationship. I've learned that in the process of being an entrepreneur, that I need to work on, you know, my mental health, or I need to work on getting deep to the root of those traumas that I've experienced so it does not come up when I encounter people. Because the reality is, the things that you don't take care of, it will come up in your business, or it'll come up in your life later on. They say all the time that money, if you have a vice or you have an issue, money is going to duplicate that. So if you already had an issue with anger, if you already had an issue with, you know, promiscuity, or if you already had an issue with whatever it is going to pop up when you have more money because you just have more access. So I want you really to think about the famines you've been through and what you can learn from that, because that's what's going to prepare you as you get closer to that vision becoming clearer. What was that famine? What did you learn from it? How can you grow from it? Because you will have that opportunity again. So when that vision comes back around and you remember it and you can execute on it, and you're walking through that path and people come to you for guidance, you can help them through the famines that they are going to experience. Internal Fire, everything women empowerment, bringing you daily on-the-go nuggets to motivate you and inspire you. But it's just not me here at the Speak Fire Studios doing this. We also have three other amazing podcasts that I want you to also like and subscribe to. Check out Leadership Fire with Michael G, Student Fire with Bobby B, and Young Fire with Sean B. And don't forget, like, subscribe, and if you want more information, check us out on speakfire.com, and that's speakfire with a Y. Also, follow us on Instagram and all other social media platforms at speakfire, and that's speakfire with a Y.